They are the first port of call for law enforcement and prevention of crime in the UK's capital, with unique responsibilities and challenges. Yet a crisis of confidence has overshadowed London's Metropolitan Police. Some 800 police officers are being investigated for sexual and domestic abuse. Revelations of criminals within its ranks, including Wayne Cousins, who abducted, raped and murdered Sarah Everard as she was walking home nearly 2 years ago. And David Carrick, who admitted to dozens of rapes and sexual offences against 12 women across 2 decades, have shaken faith in the force. Policing in the UK relies on the public's consent and trust. But that trust has been in decline over the past few years, especially when it comes to issues of violence against women and girls. And the continuing disclosures of members of the force who've been found guilty of such crimes is only exposing how deep the problem runs. Reports of sexual offences and domestic abuse have increased, yet convictions are at historic lows.
We see some appalling attitudes of disbelief and blame that sometimes women report to us. And that obviously causes many to pull out of pursuing allegations. So we're not just talking about police officer perpetrators, which is obviously, absolutely... should never happen, but we're also talking about policing which is not giving confidence.
When Sapa Jama reported to police she had been raped and abused by her uncle, the response, she says, was one of disbelief.
When I wanted to show them fresh marks I had on my body, I said to her, this is what he last did to me. He burnt my back. I want you to know what he did to me. She said to me, how does she know he did it? So they didn't even see it. And then it was very sad for me.
Restoring trust will be a massive undertaking. And in the wake of the Carrick trial, an overhaul of the UK's entire police culture may be just one step to restoring some measure of faith in the force. Sonia Gallego, Al Jazeera, London.